96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Holiday parties continue this season through the new year. And at every one of them, you can expect to see adult beverages, drinks with alcohol. You can also expect to see some people having a bit too much. But when does having too many point to alcoholism? And if you happen to be hosting a party, how do you handle this? Well, joining me tonight are Dr. Constance Scharf, Director of Addiction Research at Cliffside Malibu, and Daryl Wright, a recovering alcoholic and former drug abuser. If you have a question about alcoholism, about drinking, particularly during the holidays, give us a call. We're talking about it. We're answering your questions at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR, or H. Fisher, WHUR. Daryl, good to see you again. And also want to thank Dr. Scharf for coming in and participating in this conversation.
Thank you.
Nice to be back.
Okay, first of all, Dr. Scharf, quickly, for those who aren't familiar, what is Cliffside Malibu?
Cliffside Malibu is an elite evidence-based addiction treatment center located in Malibu, California.
Mm-hmm. Explain to me exactly what alcoholism, you know, back in the day, we used to use politically incorrect terms such as boozer or drunk or wino. But the reality is that alcoholism is a disease. Can you give me the alcoholism 101 description?
Sure. So alcoholism is a disorder actually of the brain where the brain becomes so accustomed to the drug-seeking behavior, in this case the use of alcohol, and the chemical dependency on it, the physical dependency to alcohol, that the individual loses the choice about whether to continue drinking and how much to drink in any drinking episode.
Explain that a little more in depth. For example, it's my understanding that you don't have to drink a lot to be considered an alcoholic. Isn't that correct?
Correct. So what you're really looking at is whether or not you have a choice, whether or not there is a compulsion to drink. There are people who are considered alcoholics who we consider binge drinkers. So they don't necessarily drink every day, but when they do drink, it's a huge bender that gets out of control and can lead to interpersonal, work-related, or even legal problems.
So how do you know when you are an alcoholic personally? For example, you know, I could have a drink every day, and then I decide I'm not going to drink for a month, or I just, you know, don't have the time to have that wind down drink when I get home, and it doesn't impact me. Am I a problem drinker?
Well, you're a problem drinker if you're having problems with your drinking or problems as a result of your drinking. In terms of being an alcoholic, what you want to consider is how much space is this taking up in your mind? For example, take alcohol out of the equation and put in broccoli. I can eat broccoli every day for 7 days, and then at the end of 7 days, I say, I'm not going to eat broccoli anymore. Not only am I able to follow through on that, but broccoli doesn't take up any space in my mind. I'm not thinking about broccoli and how I can get broccoli and pining away for broccoli, right? But that's not true of alcohol. For many of us, and I myself am 18 and a half years sober, when alcohol is in our systems, we are thinking about it and where can I get some more and what am I going to get and how am I going to enjoy it and who am I going to enjoy it with and what am I going to do? All that mind space that's taken up is really an indication of alcoholism.
Daryl, how long have you been sober?
It's a little more than 6 years now.
How did you know that you were an alcoholic?
For me, it was reflective. It was paying attention to people who were around me. When I was here before, I talked about my early drinking in college. And my recall is that it was fun and that people enjoyed my company. But the next day, the reports that I received indicated something else. And it was not behavior that I could recognize or pinpoint until much later when those consequences became more immediate. But what I would warn people is to pay attention to what your friends and family say about your drinking, how your behavior is altered when you're drinking. It's the people who are around you the most that will see changes that you cannot always readily see. And that's one of the things that I think is most important, even more than the amount in what you drink. What happens when you drink, regardless of the amount? And there will be signs that other people pick up on.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about drinking during the holidays and signs that overdoing it may be something more than just overdoing it. Indeed, we're taking a look at alcoholism tonight. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Scharf, I mentioned holiday parties. You've got your Christmas parties and the other kinds of parties. New Year's Eve is just a day or two away.
Yes.
If you're hosting a party and you are observing your guests, what should you look for someone, first of all, who may be overdoing it? Because certainly you can't necessarily recognize signs of alcoholism right away, can you?
Well, you may not, but if you're hosting a party, keep in mind, it's your party and it's your responsibility. And you want everyone to have a good time. So the first thing I say to people is, you probably know everyone, if not almost everyone, on your guest list. So you have an idea of who's a problem drinker before they come in the door. So you need to make some rules in your own mind about what you're going to do about that. And then the second thing is that make an idea for yourself about how you're going to serve. If you know that, you know, Uncle Joe wants whiskey and is going to start in on the whiskey, right, as soon as he comes in the door because that's his expectation, you might say, this is wine only.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's probably not going to overindulge in the same way. So you have to set parameters. And you can choose not to serve someone. Let them know that ahead of time so they can choose whether or not they want to attend. But you can say, you know what, we've had problems with alcohol in the past. I think it's better if you don't drink tonight.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Marcus, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Marcus. What's on your mind?
Hi. I had a quick question.
Sure.
One, I love the broccoli analogy.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You think about it very well. But I've been kind of debating in my head for a while whether I was an alcoholic. And the broccoli analogy kind of simplified it for me and made me say, yeah, you are. But my biggest fear is, given the amount of alcohol I drink per day, if I just all of a sudden stop, am I going to have huge withdrawal issues, or should it be more of a weaning process?
Dr. Scharf? Dr. Scharf, did you hear what he said?
I did not.
He was asking, depending on how much he drinks during the course of the day, if he decides to just stop drinking cold turkey and he believes that he may be an alcoholic,
And I want to underscore this for anyone. Do not stop drinking without the help of a medically supervised program, whether that's your own doctor or a detox program. Alcohol is one of the drugs that you can die from in detox.
Mm-hmm.
So never just stop cold turkey. There are some people who are dead within 24 hours.
Why is that?
Because of the way alcohol affects the brain and the heart, and when you come off of it, you can die. So always, always use a medically supervised detox if you are using alcohol.
Before I let Marcus go, do you have a suggestion as to where he can go for help or where he should begin that journey?
He can call his insurance now. They should have a 24-hour line to know, to find out exactly what is covered and go to the best program your insurance will cover.
Okay. Marcus, thank you so much. And thank you for being brave enough to share that with us. And we certainly wish you the absolute best of health as you move toward a sobriety. So thank you so much. Do you want to comment on that, Daryl?
Yes. The one thing I would also encourage Marcus to do is to call the local health department and get support groups where you can speak with other people who are in your situation. It's one thing to receive the medical help as far as withdrawal is concerned and what happens to your body, but you also need the emotional support of people who have gone through what you've gone through. So when those cravings and that desire to drink comes upon you, you have a network of people that you can share your feelings with and that they can tell you how to get through the emotional pull that alcohol seems to have on the brain.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about drinking during the holidays, overindulging, as well as alcoholism. How do you know? What are the signs? Let's go to Alex calling from Germantown. Alex, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I appreciate the show. I'm going to make a comment. For myself, being a veteran diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, I've been drinking probably when I was, 9, 10, when my grandfather gave me a sip. And then I thought I was due for a drink. When you work hard and you say, hey, I'm legal to drink. So with the military and the camaraderie, you think it's fun. And then you see, oh, I blacked out. So I think for me now, when I hear this show, these shows help me now reconsider, because I look at other people and I said, I simplified, oh, I'm drinking only beer. Well, I see my brother-in-law drinking rum, and he's a drunk, and we see it smell out of his pores. So I think I made an excuse for myself. So I'm still kind of battling that, because now I'm retired, I'm a veteran, and it's where, oh, the football games. And honestly, I'm drinking 6-7 beers, and it was only beer. So I think hearing this show, just driving and just getting into WHUR, I appreciate it. This is a calling for me to reanalyze myself and say, hey, I have a problem which I got to face before I ruin the things that I've earned, graduating college, being a veteran, having 6 kids. So I'm going to get help. I just got to be focused. And I always say, oh, the new year, I'm going to slow down. And it really is no slowing down. It's just, hey, it's 6-7 beers all the time.
Daryl, you want to comment on what he's saying?
You know, Alex, it's interesting. Society readily accepts alcohol as being a way to celebrate a good day, or the team won the game, or the team lost the game, or I got the promotion, or I lost the job. But when you find those excuses become,
go ahead.
I just had a kid, I just lost a kid, I just got married, I just got divorced, then it's a Tuesday, well, it's a Wednesday. And when there's an excuse, and before you realize that you don't need an excuse, then those are behaviors you want to take a look at. It's really hard when everything, every restaurant, every celebration in our society centers around alcohol. It is legal, so it doesn't have a negative connotation like drugs. So it's very sneaky and insidious, and the social acceptability makes it very hard to recognize when you cross that line. However, I do say it's very wise of you to take a look at those constant reasons that give you the excuse to just have one more, and that might be worth a New Year's resolution. So congratulations to you.
Absolutely. Alex, thank you so much for your phone call. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. If you're on the line, that includes Sheila from D.C., Deborah calling from Northeast D.C., we will take your calls. This is such an important conversation, and we will continue to take phone calls as long as you call in. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Drinking, alcoholism, all coming together during this holiday season, so stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds.